And so I will try to do my best to go through the process in the right way for you. So this piece of property we've owned since 07, and it's obviously zoned A1. It will probably never be agricultural, so you really have two choices. One is to make it commercial for today an NR zoning under your code. And if you go commercial, so there's justification both ways. If you go south of this, obviously the chateau on the lake is there. If you go north, there is an antique store. There is a place where a gentleman sells...
is the antique store Dr. Stiff's old store or old shop? Trying to get a bearing on it.
I'm not sure. And so if you go, if you take 265 basically up to 76, you know, you'll see the commercial areas on each side of the, on each side of the road. But in, 08, when we built the lift station, which is,
here. So this triangle there can't be buildings here. And I have, let me go to the microphone, I'm sorry.
So I visited with Sherry, and she's an advocate, and I have an agreement with her that we would provide access to those parcels through our property. But you have to reserve the north side of that property for basically roadway, because the county, every time I've spoke about these parcels, they asked me the question, and I'll show you in a minute, they've asked me the question about basically a new entrance onto 265.
Which, and we own this piece of property here, which eventually would somehow possibly come down here, and this would be the entrance to the whole thing, because the sight line on mine is better than it is on the others. So both
up and down. So when we put in that sewer line, basically the vision was sized up to 100 apartments or condos, and the property is it's a relatively steep piece of property. It won't take 100. It would be something less than that. So in order to build a big building, basically you'd have to have NR3. So instead of choosing commercial, we with Scott's help, we said let's rezone it NR3. Now, so let me go back to some of the questions that were asked before. So this has sewer to the property, and it's got adequate sewer. It has a water line that runs right along 265. Electric is there. You have a water tower across the street, nightly rental to the east. And I don't know if you know the history of Sherry's property, but it will probably never be developed. And that's probably a different discussion. But Sherry's mom died in the fire there, and she has emotional appeal to it. So, so we chose NR3. Traffic-wise, you know, it's Highway 265. The state would be responsible for any traffic. And the sight lines are really good both north and south. So I'm happy to answer any questions.
So where's the closest neighbors, residential neighbors?
So these folks are going to be your closest neighbors.
Okay.
It's about, I think you can draw the map, but I think it's about three. So any building will have to be south of here. So it's going to be about, let me figure, three football fields. See if I'm right.
1,000 feet.
Yeah.
1,000 feet to that one.
So you've got sewer, you've got
And then there's a little bit of an elevation change.
Sure.
The garage in the bottom doesn't count. You see that building right there? That doesn't count?
Well, that's a garage.
Right in the corner. That's our
garage. Yeah. And why are you measuring from the middle of this property instead of the point of the property?
He's already
That's
talking
hilarious.
About redoing the road.
They
entrance.
Should wait
to
speak.
Hold on, we'll let you speak here in just a bit.
Well, you know, if you're doing measurements, they should be accurate. Don't say 1,000 feet when that's not the case.
To answer your question, sir, it's because they said that the building couldn't be any further north of that because of the way the property line is.
Yeah, there's actually a sewer easement.
It was more of a pussy. If that's the entrance, the sewer easement's right here.
Okay.
So you can't have the entrance there. But there will be road possibly. There's going to be road access to get to her property if she ever wants it. But it would be up to the county if they want to do this. But they continue to ask me that. And so that, you know, someday that's a possibility that the road actually comes down here instead of goes out here. Because this is probably actually a safer driveway than what we have to do.
You say it's the county that asked you that?
Yes.
I'm planning zoning, I'm assuming.
Zoning about this, they asked me if I...
Okay. Zoning's asking that, not road and bridge.
Yeah, we own this. And they've asked me if it's, you know, if I'd be willing to, if they ever wanted to do it, to do this. And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. This, obviously, Ms. Hirsch and I participate in this.
Now, when you say county, though, looks like the state owns, state take is pretty far on the other side of your property. Is
well,
that correct?
They do. And so it's a little weird, Brandon.
So it'd be a combination of state, county, and you.
Yeah, so Santa Fe is a county road. This is a state, and you can see it widens here. I'm not sure whether this is really, you know, is that county? The state, quite frankly, ends right here in their maintenance. So, but, you know, obviously that's
state. Devin, is that in our road system?
Santa Fe, yes.
Okay.
So you have two choices with that property. It's either... You know, if it follows along with what else is on 265, it either becomes commercial or it becomes an NR3, if you're going to build a big building.
Or stays at ag and put a couple hogs on it.
Yeah, it's just not highest and best use. What other questions might you have?
I don't.
I don't have any.
Thank you.
Did you guys sign up? Did anybody sign up to talk?
Come on. Is there anyone here that wants to speak? Come forward.
Okay.
Can you state your name for the record?
First of all, I have a voice tremor.
Oh,
so if you don't understand me, ask.
Okay.
Please. I'm Bill Smith, and I'm one of the neighbors. When this map was sent to me, it looked like it was adjoining our property, which now it's been pointed out, it's just a little triangle, which gives me a little bit different perspective, because this map shows that it adjoins our property. So.
And sir, which property? Is yours the property that you're talking about that has the garage on it?
No. Mine is this piece right here.
Okay.
So you're talking about this only.
Correct.
The map, which I received and looked, appeared to me to be all of this. But there are a few things that I would like to address since Mr. Meyer said that he would provide access, perhaps, through the point down here to Santa Fe, because he does own property right here. I have a couple of things I'd like to show you. If I may. I only made one copy, so you can pass them around. But this first copy is what we have, less than 2 miles from our community. And this is Chateau Cove, which you're probably very familiar with. Chateau Cove has 68 existing nightly rentals. And these rentals range from 4 to 10 bedroom. It has one road which comes out onto Highway 265. The traffic on 265 in this area is already very, very increased from a couple years ago. I would differ with Gail in saying that there's good sight in the winter. There's better sight than there is in the summer. Summer, we have trees that hang down. You can't see the cars coming down that hill. In the winter, when there aren't leaves, you can see through the trees. So those first two pictures are what we have up the road. And proposed is Gunner Hill, which adjoins your property. And that is going to have 32 to 45 more nightly rentals put upon it. That also will come out on the Highway 265. The pictures of the roadway, these are the colored pictures. This is Santa Fe Avenue. Santa Fe, maintained by our county, is 16 feet wide with 2 switchbacks. If you're proposing to have access through your other property to Santa Fe for these nightly rentals, it's totally unsafe. A 16-foot wide road with what's down below with Whisper Pines and the 8 residents on Santa Fe. Now, Mr. Meyer owns property down below